Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
So, quote, "The words of Job are ended." Job 31, verse 40. Now what? To our shock, we discover that there were 4 interlocutors with Job, not just 3. It seems, because of his youth, a man named Elihu has been patiently waiting for the others to finish before he says his piece. That took some monumental patience. Elihu, meaning "he is my God," is introduced as, quote, "the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram," verse 2. While the 3 others may have been well known in their own right, and therefore given no listing of their ancestry, Elihu, perhaps because of his youth, has some of his parentage listed. Being a Buzite, he would probably be in the line of Abraham's brother Nahor, whose second son was Buz. Genesis 22, verses 20 and 21. Now, evidently, the young fellow is quite upset. There are 2 reasons for his fervor. As he explains, quote, "His wrath was aroused because he," that is Job, "justified himself rather than God. Also against his 3 friends his wrath was aroused because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job." Job 32, verses 2 and 3. These are the 2 fronts where Job has been battling all along. His twofold objection to the way he's been treated by his friends, but more importantly, by God. Elihu thinks they have all been wrong on both accounts. Job has been self-righteous, and his friends self-deluded. Now the young man is about to straighten them all out. This certainly is a plucky thing to do. The times have dramatically changed. In Job's day, it was assumed that, quote, "wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding." Chapter 12, verse 12. Today, old age is seen as a liability, making you obsolete. Yet it is neither true that all aged ones are wise, nor that wisdom ever goes out of date. Now what will Elihu say?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.